Sailings on the state ferry Columbia are canceled this week. The vessel remains in Bellingham, Washington, with a broken bow thruster. A bow thruster is used to turn the 418-foot ship when it docks, and also for navigating narrow waterways of Alaska's Inside Passage, like the Wrangell Narrows near Petersburg. Aura Landau is a spokesperson for the Alaska Marine Highway.
When the Columbia was approaching the dock in Bellingham last week, the bow thruster broke. The bow thruster is a propulsion device that makes it more maneuverable.
Landau says the vessel was able to dock in Bellingham. She doesn't know why the bow thruster broke. The ship, the largest in the Marine Highway fleet, was built in 1974. It can carry up to 499 passengers and 133 vehicles. Last year, it was in an Oregon shipyard for extended repairs to a propeller after striking an unknown submerged object in 2016. Landau says a team of technicians has been on board since Friday, and they hope to finish repairs by this Friday, but they'll know more by the middle of the week.
We're hoping to have the vessel back online next week, and in this case, there were about 77 passengers with a light vehicle deck load who had to be rescheduled. We are accommodating people as best we can with La Conti for this sailing that was canceled. We hope to have the vessel online at the end of this week.
If repairs are successful, the Columbia would next head north from Bellingham on January 26th with service to Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. With that ship down, the 235-foot day boat La Conti is the only ferry operating in southeast Alaska this week. It makes stops in some communities in the northern panhandle.